This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour, and I have a lot to talk about this hour, and so I hope you learned something. I hope I learned something. It's always something that intrigues me is to be challenged in my thinking and to maybe see things in a different way. So that's what I hope this hour brings. And let me just tell you a little bit about my weekend. I cook a lot for my family. I know that must just really piss off the feminists, but I really actually enjoy it. I made this pasta salad, and it's my grandma's recipe, and I love it. And it has sweet pickle in it, right? A lot of people don't like that. They like dill pickle. And so I make this salad, and I make it with a lot of different ingredients, and ingredients can really change up a salad, can't they? And so you have people that have a certain taste for things or don't or just don't like it. So I served this to my family, and some of them liked it and some of them didn't. And it's just one of my favorites because I've loved it for a long time and I'm used to it, right? And it's a fabulous recipe, but I'm probably not the only one that likes it. And then also there's all kinds of different kinds. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm talking about pasta salad. That's a clear example of what our media and government does to us every day. You know, pasta salads are, oh, it's true. People eat them. There's lots of different varieties. There's all kinds of pasta salad. But it absolutely is not important. And really, there was no point in telling you the story. It was just a piece of information for you. And that's about it. And I always find it really intriguing to look at how the media has operated over the last 100 years and what they focus the stories on. The things they report on can be true. Yeah, I get it. And sometimes relevant, sometimes and mostly not. But what will they always miss? They're always going to miss the big, important story. They're never going to tell you the absolute truth. And they're never going to tell you something that's really important to how you should probably be examining and looking at your life in general. And so that story, you know, as pointless as it was, because who cares about pasta salad? I still have to go to the fact that we really need to wake up in this country and understand that we're not being told the truth. And that's the most important part. And so we have about 160 years worth of eugenics going on in our society. And I think sometimes we look at it as we're over here kind of leading our life. And then eugenics is over there, and it's something that they have really gotten off on, have really wanted to do to our society. They're very, very, very afraid of our population. But the problem is that we're here, right? And that really drives them crazy. But they have designed just about every single way to impact our lives. The media and government will never tell you this story, and they'll never have you look at it in the way that I want to present it in this hour, because eugenics has been their theme, it's been their goal, and it's been what drives them. And it's really at the root, getting rid of you, is really at the root of why they've done what they've done throughout the years. But interestingly enough, I think it's hard for us to fathom people that do this, but the elites are the ones that are calling the shots, are atheists, right? That's usually what is kind of backing them. And so they're afraid of population. They don't want a huge population. They don't have faith in people. They don't have faith in God, right? That we have a great earth that was designed for us and can meet our needs. I know when I drive across the country, there's a lot of open land, but not according to the elite. For 160 years, they have been trying to destroy us. And I want to introduce a couple of ways that you might not have thought of. And I want to say, look, we have our lives, we have our families and our marriages and our kids, and we think that life is crazy enough just to get through those challenges. But as we go through this, I want to describe really what's at hand with depopulation and eugenics, what they're really trying to do and why. So I'm going to come right back in just a few minutes. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
in December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to, the funder operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Hi, Beck here with you. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I so appreciate you tuning in for this because I do hope you look at this a little differently. I know I did. And anything I can do to help us to understand what's truly going on, that every story of the week is not pasta salad. It's more like word salad going on all the time with our government and our media. And our media is just the voice of our government. And so there has been a lot of things in our past that are never talked about, ever. And that should be disturbing to all of us, that we never get the real story. We never get the real problem, and we never get the important stories. Media is just nice hair and nice teeth. I mean, really, when you get right down to it, with their little robotic gestures and their script reading. It's awful, isn't it? You know, something that's always bothered me is that the FBI cannot tell you how many missing children there are, but they can tell you down to the number how many occurrences of different things take place, or the murder rate, or they embellish the gun rate, of course, because we know that's under 1% in the entire country. And but they embellish it to make it look like it's the biggest threat of our lives. But what's interesting is they can't really tell you the number of missing children. Isn't that kind of fascinating? I mean, at birth, we're all given a number like cattle, you know, social security number for the most part. Very, very few people have babies off the grid anymore. Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible because you can't lead your life without being stamped like a piece of cattle, bought and sold on the exchange, right? And so we know that that's what we are to them. And 160 years of this, I want to go back to a couple of things that have been part of our life, even though we didn't really realize it. 160 years ago is what started two things, pharma, and of course, we had the insurance companies. And the insurance companies just, man, through all of the 100 years of war and Great Depression and all kinds of things, right? They seem to always make their gains, and they seem to always come out on top, because the same companies that came up 160 years ago, well, they're still there and thriving, doing really, really well. And so as they, I think, have been gaming the system, according to Dr. David Martin, which I love his spiel on this, is really, really good. If you want to find that on Rumble, it's fantastic, because insurance companies have really gamed our death. And they've done it quite well, and they've done it quite profitably, to tell you the truth. And they just kind of seem to know when things are going to happen. And then, you know, it's kind of like right now, they're going off and buying insurance policies on the people that have been taking these vaccines, right? Because they know there's going to be a huge amount of losses coming, but they don't want to lose their shirts. And so gaming the system. But they've been doing this for 160 years. And ever since the advent of pharma, which I've talked about a lot on the show, and a lot on my own show, is that pharma is a driving force behind a lot of deaths. And this is why they've been experimenting on us. And this is why they kicked out the country doctor and the homeopathic things that we used to use. And now all of a sudden, it's all about pharma, 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 you know, like Marsha, the Brady Bunch, you know, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. It's pharma. Everywhere we look, it's pharma. And all of us are on a lot of drugs, aren't we, because of it. And so you have this happening in the last 160 years. And then also we have endless wars. This is really a fight for our lives. Did we need endless wars? World War I, World War II? Were they implemented? Were they positioned? Were they, well, there's a lot of reasons for war, but we've had endless war, really, since about World War II. If not, I would probably include World War I, okay? It's a great way to get rid of a lot of people, too, if you really are threatened by the population. And so we have a lot of war, and then we also have a lot of war substitutes that really do a lot of the same thing. It just is more disguised. The abortion rate, over 60, 70 million deaths in abortion. That's a lot of babies that could have led their own lives, but sadly enough, the mother chose to take them out and murder them. So what do you do? You know, there's a lot of sanctioning of abortion. And a lot of that comes from the elites, of course. These are the groups that designed it, Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. They all came from these, even Bill Gates's father, part of Planned Parenthood. They really, really love to keep that population under control. We also have drugs, and we also have vaccines, right, which I've talked a lot about on this show, too. But vaccines brought an explosion of cancer. A lot of people don't realize that. The vaccine, polio vaccine, that was unnecessary and unneeded because only 1%, just like COVID, Lovid, were even affected by it. But they rushed in this shot, and they rushed in 90 million of those shots, right? Half the population got an infected version of polio. Well, what happened after that? Well, we had the war on cancer with Nixon, right? I've talked about this. And all of a sudden, we had this huge explosion in the cancer market. 1 in 3 now has cancer. Soon it'll be 1 in 2, maybe 1 in 1 if a lot of people are taking the 4th, 5th, 10th, 20th, 30th shot that they're supposed to take this year. So you've got a lot of these kinds of things going on. And in fact, when they handed out the infected monkey kidney disease polio shot, they actually admitted it. They knew it. They admitted it. And Dr. Mary's Monkey is a great book to go on to get even more information on that so you can understand how they did it and why. But even as they were passing it out, they said it's more important to get this out than it is to tell the truth about the fact that it was infected. And so they finally did tell the truth about that. So then you have cancer, and you have a lot of pharma and a lot of profitability on that. Then you have, they're touting the 1 million deaths by COVID right now. Have you ever noticed the excitement in the media? Have you ever noticed how like they're almost salivating over, ooh, 1 million. Oh, I just got off on 1 million. And then they want it to be possibly 2 million, 3 million. It's almost like there's some sort of excitement in the air when they can say 1 million deaths. They're smiling. Have you ever noticed that? They're smiling over it. Now, we all know that those million deaths were pulled from other categories like car accidents and head trauma. They were not COVID deaths. But they do get really excited about numbers, don't they? They love to project high numbers. And they like the death toll, okay? We just barely stopped after like a year and a half hearing the death toll every day, right? So, well, possibly 2 years. We heard the death toll, death toll, death toll. They like that kind of thing. Environmentalism is also about saving the earth. Don't populate. We have the vaccines that I think have caused our immune systems to go down, and I think they have caused, like HPV, a lot of infertility. My guess when they started with HPV, because my daughter was 13 at the time when they started with that, my whole reaction to that, my whole gut feeling behind that was absolutely no. Absolutely no. Now, all of those girls are 25, 26, 27 years old, having a difficult time getting pregnant if they're trying right now. And some of them not even trying right now, putting their families off, thanks to our next one, feminism, right? And of course, to be a feminist, you've got to worry about your career. You've got to have all these other things going and families on the back burner. And that is if you can find a good daycare to take care of your child, because heaven forbid you ever, you know, cook your family a meal or stay home with your kids and teach them yourself. And so feminism was also brought in to depopulate because, of course, they don't want fertility. They don't want babies. They're not about babies. And so we have a lot of things like this. You also have corrupt the family. You also have, let's have everybody in America think they are gay, lesbian, transgender. Thank you, Disney. Or, you know, basically bringing in this narrative that, look, you just need to concentrate on what sex you are, you know, of the 5,000 different genders. That's what you need to be spending your time doing. And let's screw up your body with more drugs and more hormones and more things so that it'll be impossible for you to ever procreate, even if you wanted to. And of course, it's the entire save the entire country with this kind of nonsense, right? And save the entire country because now we're going to focus and make people think that this is the largest population on earth of transgender and gay, right? And lesbian. I don't care if you're trans, gay, or lesbian. I really don't. I absolutely don't. Live your life. Live your dream. Whatever. But to make people think that you should be experimenting with this, that this is something that you might be, is really the danger to our youth. And it will be a danger to our population coming up. A lot of people are going to get stuck in this cycle of trying to see what they are rather than accept who they are and proceed with, say, a family and children and things like that. And so, of course, the ruining of our culture and all of these things that these leftist progressive little communists bring to us, now you can kind of understand where they're headed. A lot of it has to do with infertility, procreation, on that side. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Galley, your guest host for this hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be here on a Wednesday. And, of course, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. You can go to katedalyradio.com. I do a live show every day, right after this, actually, and expand on a lot of these things that I'm talking about right now. The pasta salad that we've been served up by our media and government for all these years is just that. It is, it's true, but it's ridiculous to focus on and a story of non-importance in our lives. These are the things that are important. And so, you know, many still think our government is there to save the day, to help us or look out for us. Whatever. Anyway, it's hard to fathom, to tell you the truth, that people still believe this, but they do. And I think it's maybe the inherent goodness in all of us that speaks to that, that says, you know what, I want to find the goodness in our government because it has to be there, right? Because I'm good. You know, that which you have without, can you see within, right? Or that which you have within, can you see without? I actually said that absolutely backwards. Anyway, that which you have inside, can you see without? And I think it speaks to our goodness, to tell you the truth. But, you know, we have the war on cancer, which only increased cancer. You have a war on drugs that only increased drugs. What we really need is a war on the Constitution. Maybe we can increase its use. Anyway, all I'm saying is that we've had so many things against us. You're actually lucky to be here. You're lucky to be alive. And this is why it's important to kind of understand maybe broad picture, broad spectrum, what they've been trying to do to us for over really 160 years, but I'll go with 100 because I think that's an easy number. We have had endless war, and I want to talk about that for just a moment. But this is so funny. I read this in a report from the 1960s. By the way, the 1960s changed so much of what we're dealing with today, and I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, too, because there's so much on that subject I need to talk about. I'll never forget reading this example in this report, right? This was the Iron Report. Rather than accept speed limits of 20 miles an hour, we prefer to let automobiles kill 40,000 people a year. It's true. They really cared about us. Why wouldn't we be driving 20 miles an hour everywhere we go? And it was like the accepted norm. They don't care. They actually want us to kill each other out there. I don't think they have ever actually cared about you, your family, or your family's lives. And I think they've done just about everything, the elites intertwined with government, to not only take your liberty and make you slaves, but also to ruin you, to absolutely ruin your health and ruin you and psychologically ruin you. I hate to say that because it sounds so terrible, but it's true. We've had these endless wars for over 100 years. World War I, World War II, Korea War, Vietnam, you know, you name it, Desert Storm, all designed and implemented, right? For profit, for international planning purposes, for power, of course. We know this because the UN came out of this, and we've had nothing but war since the UN, even though they promised peace. But one of the biggest things was to depopulate. And I know that sounds terrible to a lot of people because, you know, but it's true, right? You know that. And so this is sort of like the situation of threats against the national interest, right? Created, accelerated to meet the changing needs of a war system. And really, comparatively, recent times, you know, we have, used war budgets as defense requirements, right? And so what we do is we try to say everyone's aggressive and everyone's out to get us and everyone wants our freedom. So therefore, we're going to go around and be in wars, right? Not to mention the vaccination program they have on the poor military. The poor military are guinea pigs for sure. But it's been really interesting to watch the national interest of these things because are wars actually necessary? Do people really want to engage in wars and are other nations really after us? No, I don't think they are. I think that we have been running a very, very rogue CIA for obviously 70 years, and that they have been creating a lot of the wars that we're in. Before that, we had the OSS, we had a lot of different groups running rogue, but a lot of the people in power have been doing these things to create big, huge sweeps of depopulation as well, right? And so war is a general social release. Right. There's lots of reasons that we have war. This is also from the same Iron Report. And there's a psychological function. There's behavior patterns. There's all kinds of things. It's the ideological clarifier. Right. It's the stabilization of relationships of conflict with other countries. And you know what's really strange is that we accept it. We absolutely accept it as part of, say, the norm. Right. Well, we have to, it's a continuous battle. We must always stand for our freedom, and people are going to be after us. And so we need to be in engage in these wars. Starting to sound like a hippie. I'm not a hippie, I promise. But it's amazing that we have accepted being a warlike people as part of the general function. It's like going to work. It's sort of accepted in our society as something that we must always have to do. I actually don't think that. I think psychologically, they've given us the idea that it brings our country closer together and we're all in the fight together. And psychologically, we must come together to fight the big enemy. Someday that enemy is going to be what they say is coming from space. Although I don't think it will really be coming from space. I think it'll be them and the biggest false flag of our lives. But right now, right? They're still riding the war on terror. And right now, Putin is the terror, right? Putin's the bad guy. Today it was innocent grandma, you know, gets killed in crossfire. I mean, any story they could possibly conjure up to make Putin look like the bad guy so that we can go in and get him and it's all justified. But we've been doing this a very, very long time, and a lot of innocent lives have been at their peril because of wars. If you think about this, there was a theory a while ago that I was looking into about the civilians, the casualties of war, and how accepted that is. Is it necessary? Do you think there might be the offing of a lot of civilians in these cases that isn't necessary, that never had to be? But we always look at the death toll, just like we do with COVID. Ooh, salivate. Look at the death toll, you know. Ooh, pay attention, right? The scare tactics of the media and the government. It's kind of interesting that we've sort of really accepted, well, there's always going to be a huge death toll. Oddly enough, in Ukraine, there really isn't a huge, huge death toll, is there? So maybe one might want to look into that for sure. And so I think that there's a lot of things that we've accepted as a society that we don't really think about. And of course, are we the targets of, is our civilization the target for depopulation? I absolutely think so. There's no doubt in my mind. From contraception to you name it, to war, to even environmentalism, which is really the don't populate the earth because the poor planet. You need to worship the planet like a god, right? And even though we don't have actual human-caused climate change, there's climate change. It's just not human-caused. There's nothing we can do about it. It's kind of like the billionaire Dan Pena says. It's not a fart. You can't do a fart in the wind. It's a fart in the wind, whatever you want to try to do to stop climate change. It's absolutely ridiculous. But what are they selling people on? Love the earth, don't have kids, don't populate, because us, the horrible humans, are at stake, right? We're the ones, we're the horrible humans. So there's a lot of things that we take on, that we do, that seem to be something that takes the numbers of our population away without really realizing what we're really for, what we promote, what we do. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back with a very interesting theory. Hang with me.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. Listen, take your vitamins. We have been in they've been in a very concerted effort to destroy our immune systems for a very long time, and through the flu shot, through the vaccinations, and I've talked about that on the show. And so I'm not gonna sit and talk about that for a long time today because I want to get to a very interesting theory of mine. But I will say this: take the supplements that Alex talks about, because I'm telling you, you need to do everything you can do right now in order to get your immune system up, because you have to fight your way through all of this. And like I said, you're lucky to be here. In fact, they've had so many different programs trying to take you down and ruin you that if you're not taking a food supplement right now, you're putting yourself in danger, because our food supply, what used to be the nutrients of a potato 100 years ago, you'd have to eat a whole truck full of potatoes right now just to get the same nutrients. I'm serious. There's so many different things that we don't think about that we must be doing right now to help ourselves. So take the supplements. So just for a moment on vaccines before I move on to a really kind of interesting theory about mental health. The vaccines, these have, let me put it this way. We have a vaccine program going on right now that you all know about. And if you listen to the show, you're already going to be 10 steps ahead of what I'm saying right now. But the fact is it's one of the biggest genocide programs going on right now, but very quietly and very nicely with a smile from your medical community. It's very, very scary. And it's got an unusual dosing schedule, and it's distributed to women of childbearing age. There's lots of problems with women's cycles, all kinds of things happening right now. And there's really absolutely no question in my mind that even among all the tetanus shots given out in 2013 in Africa by depopulist Gates, you know, this is the training ground for how can we make people infertile? How can we give them so many problems that they cannot conceive? And I actually just think we're sitting on the brink of what we're going to see in America for infertility. So they absolutely want to depopulate. There's just no question. And so somebody that questions that, I want to say, read a damn book. I mean, goodness, look at all the things I've mentioned that have been working against us. If you really want to go big picture, my gosh. We're lucky. We're seriously lucky to be here. So let me jump to something that I have found kind of interesting. I told you guys about a bill in Georgia, right? A bill that went from you can commit somebody with an imminent threat of hurting themselves. And they changed the wording on that bill. And the bill was put through as it went from imminent danger to at some point you could probably be a danger to somebody. That could classify, all of America. Am I right? So I want to talk about this kind of different thing. And this comes from the late Dave McGowan, too. He did a tremendous amount of research on this. And he talked about something that sprung up in the 60s. Everything sprung up in the 60s, if you've noticed. But this is kind of interesting. We had a lot of psychological groups. We had the CIA. We had MKUltra. We had all these different, even today we have the 4th Psychological Operations Group right there in North Carolina. We've got all kinds of different psychological groups. And there was a certain explosion of something that I don't know if people really looked into or noticed. And Dave McGowan did a report on this, and it was all about serial killers. It was all about, all of a sudden we just had this major explosion. Up until that time, we had maybe a couple of peculiar, rare instances of this. You know, you're thinking probably Jack the Ripper, something like that, Philly Phil or whatever that guy's name was. There was like a couple. And then in the 60s, we had this huge, huge explosion of these individuals. We also had the lone gunman killer like Lee Harvey Oswald, which you know was a joke, right? Total patsy. Or we had Sirhan. We had all of these different individuals sort of crop up and just become very violent. Now, this was a phenomenon in the 60s, and it's what we call, you know, mass murders in society. It's because our society just got really wicked, evil, and bad. Or is it? And questioning this, the explosion in the 60s, as I was really looking into this, we had 24 or so. I mean, we had like Manson, you had Son of Sam, you had Henry Lucas, you had Dahmer, you had the Hillside Strangler, right? And you had so many. And so many of these guys received really light sentences. But there was a common theme. There's a couple of common themes with all of these individuals. First of all, they would always say, well, I was hearing voices, right? And so that's why they termed new terminology for them, multiple personality disorder. We had movies about it. Remember Sally Field's movie? Wasn't it the Eve movie? Anyway, we had a lot of focus on this, okay, starting in the 60s. And what's interesting is they also, many of them, and I'll get to some of these statements, many of them said, you know, somebody told me to do this. I was trained to do this. Very, very interesting. Even Charles Manson himself was, he got out of jail really to be an informant. And then also was part of a program there in California. Many people were in these programs in San Francisco. Quite ironically, and San Francisco then became the beacon of the hippie, right? This is when they introduced all these different drugs, Okay. And we know that it was our CIA that introduced a lot of, you know, LSD and a lot of these drugs. So you have all of these guys all of a sudden spring up. And what's interesting is there's a couple of things that stand out that you really need to sort of take in a little bit and think about. And so one of them, Rafael Ramirez, right, in a letter to a reporter in Houston, he said, at some point I have started to hear funny voices like a person calling me, but no one's calling me. Sirhan Sirhan said he didn't remember what he did, right? And I think the first inclination, because of all the press we've ever seen, is you don't believe them, right? What if they were trained? What if they, in many respects, knew each other? What if many of them were involved in CIA projects, military projects, killing machine projects? Kind of interesting, right? And also, the victims, for instance, would be completely kind of a crazy pick of victims. You'd have Ramirez, who, you know, 21 to 88 years old. I mean, all kinds of different types of victims. And also, you have a situation where they had one thing in common. They always had weapons of opportunity. If you're a killer and you're going to a scene, usually you would know what you were going to kill with, right? But just like the CIA has historically taught assassins to kill, they taught to use weapons of opportunity, weapons that were acquired at the crime scene. That was something that a lot of them had in common, and they used multiple ones: hammers, axes, screwdrivers, fire pokers, you know, knives, all kinds of different ones. So there was a program, Noam Chomsky, not my favorite guy, but he actually talked about a CIA-backed Salvadorian death squad. And he said draftees were made to kill dogs and vultures by biting their throats and twisting off their heads. And they had to watch soldiers tortured and killed, suspected dissidents, tearing out their fingernails, cutting off their heads, chopping their bodies to pieces and playing with the dismembered arms for fun. Jeez. And so how many of these death squads have taken place here in America? How many do we have? It seems that several of these serial killers knew each other and came from some of the exact same possible training programs. That's weird, right? Yeah. Most Americans have difficulty kind of accepting the idea of a mind-controlled killer, whether it's a lone assassin or it's a serial killer. We don't understand this kind of behavior. But why would it all of a sudden just absolutely blow through the statistics? And since the 60s, we've had so many of these. Is there a causal reason? I think there's always a cause. But multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder, all of these things have cropped up, right? The other thing they have in common is getting light sentences and then returning and pulling off more crime. A lot of them even might not have been alone, right? Maybe they had some help. I'll come back to this theory, and I'll tell you why I'm telling you about this theory when I come back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour on The Alex Jones Show. You're going to want to hang out for this last segment. It gets interesting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kate Daly back here with you from the Kate Daly Show. And, of course, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show today. So let me just finish this off because there's a reason I brought this up, I promise. So I've been thinking a lot about this, and I wonder how manipulated truly things have been. I've talked about feminism being manipulated. Of course it was. Gloria Steinem was CIA. There's so many in the CIA that were taught to protest and taught to get some kind of altercation going, right? Protests becoming more violent all of a sudden. You know, a lot of bought and paid for actors. Man, they really do mean that word, actors, by our government. But the fact that we always thought we must always go to war to protect our freedom, that it's always in peril. Really, who's after us every 5 seconds? I'd love to know the answer to that. And that people are just getting more evil. So just accept when they put it out there and they say, well, now we have this, what's called a serial killer profile. But really and truly, none of the serial killers really met that profile that they kept telling us was the profile. It was really interesting that we had this big surge in the 60s since then of all of these killers, although in society we didn't have that before the government was introducing drugs to us and MK Ultra programs and everything else. And so they came out with this profile. All of a sudden the FBI, which, by the way, didn't even have the grounds to pursue the Lee Harvey Oswald in the presidential, in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They didn't even have the jurisdiction at that point. But isn't it oddly enough how the FBI jurisdiction just suddenly started growing? In fact, they built their brand new huge Quantico facility, right? 1972, and all of a sudden, man, there was just such a big need for all these these killers that were going from state to state, well, the states couldn't handle it, right? So we needed to have the FBI handle it because it was interstate, right? Interstate. And so it gets kind of interesting, too, because all of a sudden you see this people are getting more evil narrative, right? And look, see, you could be the victim of the next serial killer. So FBI grows its stance, right? And they are working with people with maybe multiple disorders, because of the fact of the abuse that they have suffered, you know, whatever the case may be. These guys are usually the prime targets, right? And so you take somebody with a huge amount of severe childhood abuse, a diagnosis of multiple personality disorder. You have the reporting of voices in the head. You have connections to the intelligence community. That's really important to understand. How many connections they had with people in intelligence communities, fostering them into programs, connections to the military, prison, psych facilities, suspected to be in MK Ultra projects, and a lot of the time connections to each other. Richard Ramirez was fostered in by a guy that was in a program, in a kill program. Kind of interesting. Here's some of the comments they made too. This is Night Stalker Ramirez. You don't understand me. You are not expected to. You are not capable of it. I am beyond good and evil. Legions of the night, night breed. Repeat not the errors of the night prowler and show no mercy. Yeah, he sounds like a wackadoodle, but at the same time, listen to what they're actually saying. Son of Sam said there are other sons out there. God help the world. And Manson. What about your children? You say there are just a few. There are many, many more coming in the same direction. They are running in the streets and they are coming right at you. They also, there was also an accomplice to point the finger. Somehow, some way, serial killer didn't get all of the victims. And there are some cases where it was just downright odd that these victims survived or got out of the situation. But they were always there to tell the tale of how the serial killer did it or what they did, right? Very interesting that there was always somebody else. And in some cases, like Manson, they were in on it, right? Very interesting. And so when you go back and look, you guys remember the killing of there was like 9 nurses that were killed. And there happened to be one of the nurses that hid under the bed. And there was no way the killer couldn't have found her because they were all in one room and she was hiding under the bed. And she says that she escaped the guy, and she was the one that opened the door for him, and he systematically brought him out of the room and killed each one of them when they could have escaped but didn't. It was very, very strange, and you have to wonder how many people are in on this. There's also the theory that these are hit squads, and this is why some victims survive, some don't, but the killings are not random, that these are hit squads and that they are put out there as hit squads. So let me kind of come back to the theory of why I brought this up today. And I think it's important to understand. There's something that's really been hitting me wrong about these mental health bills that are flying through all the states, right? And they always seem to fly through at the same time. There's also an uptick in mental health, for instance, the building of mental health facilities by our government and the let's lean across the aisle and we all agree it's so bipartisan. What a joke. It's all bipartisan. But anyway, they're all agreeing that their focus and all the state legislators, their focus happens to be on your mental health. And at first I thought, okay, a lot of this could be about gun control. Maybe it is too. You know, take away your rights to defend yourself if you are ever put away in what would seem to be now a state. Some of these states are passing instead of imminent threat, you could be actually put in for being, you know, a threat at some point, right? And so they get to evaluate you for your political ideology or say that it's a mental health condition, right? To be a Christian or believe in the Constitution, whatever the case may be. And I used to wonder about scenes, you know, from what we have told, but as things get crazier, the depravity, the murdering of family members, you know, a lot of people that study kind of what happens to us, maybe even religiously, like in the last days, there are acts of complete depravity, right? Complete and utter just murder and things like this. And you wonder how our society can get there. Yes, hunger can do it, but not like that, not in the form that we keep hearing about. And I thought, you know, I wonder how many people they can screw with in mental facilities. I wonder how many people that they can take and put on certain drugs and get them to do things that even they themselves wouldn't do. I mean, if you look at the vaccination program, that's one way to get rid of us. But what's another? Maybe a civil war among us of a lot of depraved people doing things that they would have never done before? Possibly. Could that be some manipulation into mental health? Is this the reason that so many governments are building so many beds in mental health facilities, telling us we're all going crazy? Now, there's certainly a lack of truth. So I get that. And truth, really, if people want peace on earth, what they really need is truth on earth. And truth, the absence of truth, when your gut and your spirit kind of knows what's true and what's not true, yes, there's going to be something that has to do with that as far as driving you a little batty. I mean, who's not batty among us after living in this world, right? But the point is they could do everything they could do to the Patriots, right? They said 100 on January 6th. They not only incarcerated people, they weren't on gun charges, they were on trespassing charges. Why is that? They didn't have any gun charges because people didn't have any firearms. How did 140 cops then get hurt? They didn't. It was a lie. It was an absolute lie. And so, in fact, if people had guns, there probably would have been a big old shootout. Would there not have been? So if they were able to incarcerate people and then try to brainwash them once they're in prison to tell people that they were mistaken and that really what the truth is, oh, they don't believe in that anymore. Don't you think they could do a lot more of that in mental institutions? And don't you think we would be the ones that would be going into those mental institutions because of our beliefs? You know, they escalated everything on purpose, the FBI, and they wanted sort of this new precedent that people can be incarcerated, no big deal, even the politicians can't visit them, right, in prison, and that we could be the people next on the chopping block for what, for just showing up just to see electoral college votes being read. Why would we have ever interrupted our own proceeding? There's no accounting for that. But they were able to turn it into, see, Patriot bad. Does our Christianity put us into mental hospitals with our love of Constitution in America? Is that the new mental health disease in America? Because you're not going along with the ruining of our culture and with everything that's happening? Do they play with our minds and instruct us to do things we would never do? Is that how they get us to take each other out? It's a lot easier than them taking us out. I'll tell you that much. Just some things to think about. I know it's dark. I know. I say it with a smile because I know it's dark. But I just want us to think about where we're headed. There's a reason their focus is on mental stability. There's a reason their focus is on mental health. What do they do? What happens when somebody's locked up? Everybody thinks they probably needed to be locked up, right? We don't question it. We should be questioning it. You should be. Are we digging our own graves? When we dig these facilities, to construct these facilities, I just wanted you to leave with something to think about today that is really frightening. And I think we ought to be thinking about why their focus is on mental health in the future. Could be many reasons. But you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and I'm off to do my show, katedalyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.